be no one no mango girl. Me like them things drip. Mango drip. Mango drip. Mango drip. Kitty made the mango soup. Mango drip. Mango drip.
That song coming in abruptly. What happened to the do-do-do-do-do?
Yeah, we starting here today. I got some shit to say.
He said, can you turn on my snare? I don't have no snare in my headphones. Focus the D.
Matt T, focus the D.
Matt T, focus the D. I'm gonna get sued. Season 2 of Too Hot to Handle.
Warning, this episode was created with the intent to ruffle some feathers.
Too frozen to be chosen.
Cancel us if you would like. Just know that we don't give
a fuck.
We don't give a
fuck. New Shrine. Marvin.
Yeah. Starving like Marvin, girl. I got 16 balls, bruh.
I think we're way past the year. Yep.
Y'all know who it is. It is the Ether Podcast, and we are back to
baby.
Give y'all some more heat, 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 heat. I go by the name Troll Toll Trav, aka Wesley Pipes. If he never made the league,
fuck the league.
That's what I'm saying, aka Phone Major.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That's WNBA.
Yeah. There you go. Good save.
AKA Lion. AKA no. So my DM's closed.
No. Hey, I'm Mr. Knowles.
True. But you DM's
you don't never remember that one. I ain't know
your DM's open though.
And you know, I'm just gonna do it just cause you know it was a good one. It be that Philly motherfucker. Shake Milton in the building.
I love that one.
You know what I'm saying?
I love that one.
I am one half of the deadliest backcourt duo in the podcasting league.
Backshot duo.
Whoa. Like separate people. Not like each other, like separate people.
Yeah. Introduce yourself.
He be like, you want that joint?
Yeah. Well, you know. Y'all heard it last week with the new intro.
Uh-oh.
Large part of my family's Caucasian, so I guess that makes me off-white, so you could just call me J.R. Kith. You dig me? I am the El DeBarge of the off-guards. The Nostradamus of the North Philly no-look. The avant-garde of the titty bar. The strip clubber, come-upper, because I leave out with more than what I came in with. And it's always going to be Chris Brownskin. You know why? Because monogamy is a mirage, and you can drown in it and have no air if you don't got no guidance.
Where are you going?
I'm
going
to run it back because y'all don't hear what I said. I said monogamy is a mirage,
no,
Chris Brown song title.
We heard exactly what you said.
And you can drown in it and be without air if you have no guidance because these hoes ain't loyal.
That's the fuck off.
So the streets, give me that.
Mm, ooh, wow.
I am no nonsense Nicholas today because I have to see a lady about a cat, so I don't got time to do my long intro. So I am going to.
It better not be the lady I think it is.
No, it's not.
Right, he said, and it goes nuts.
And the streets gave us a real one back. We have been blessed again by Off Mic coming back on mic.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
The return, the king has returned.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Reveal yourself.
Set bus nuts. Don't take no for an answer.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get to this thing called pod. Electric word pod means that we have have the tea, but I'm here to tell you this. Something else.
There it is.
Them Ether Boys.
Ether Boys!
I would like to point out that today, while we're recording this, is the 36th anniversary of Purple Rain, which is where I get that intro from.
Wow.
I go by the Aerys the Angel, Aerys Targaryen.
First of his name.
Off Mike Poppy, now on Mike Poppy.
He on?
Sometimes I be off, though. Mr. G-O-H.
What that mean?
Get him out of here.
Get him is one word.
Kamala Harris.
Bro Biden.
Harrison Ford. Harris Bueller. Dark Skin Drake.
She used to call me on my Boost Mobile.
O-O-O-O-R-I.
Ow!
Mr. Damn, I ran out of names. Mr. I never say my names in order like the rest of the people on this podcast. It had to make sense. I had to do that after the other one. So I usually end with the other one. But then I had to see. You see what I'm doing today? You see me?
He said, dig me.
Mr. Glue.
Yeah, get me, yeah.
Elmer's. Because I keep this shit together.
Oh, shit. And you wearing white and orange.
Listen.
Double line ties and don't ask me how.
Come on, ask about me. Listen. And last but certainly not least.
That's
the time. All right,
I'm here.
Mr. It's on sight. Because I see you. And I feel you. And I'm going to pass it off.
You got to see it to feel it. You gotta feel it.
You don't see it, you don't feel it.
Mr. I'm sorry if I missed any more names.
Oh.
And I'm going to pass it off to the brightest on the inside.
Brightest on the inside.
But darkest on the outside.
So bright on the inside.
Take it away.
What'd he say? King Tar.
Like, Mr. Turn your brightness up.
AKA, why they got the flash on me?
The flash on the inside.
Wow. Oh my God. He said, God. Shine bright like a diamond on the inside.
Black as a coal on the outside. They gonna call us colorists.
This podcast, they just love light skinned people, and they always ridicule the darkest one on the pod. Cancel culture is among us.
I woke up.
They wanna be Chris Brown and Drake so bad.
All right.
They said the black of the berry, the dark of the fridge.
Playing with that boy.
He said he tried
getting the mood to do his intro. Let the man do his intro.
He said the black, the berry. No, that's it.
Go up, boy.
You hella
mad. I didn't know they had girls on this podcast.
Absolutely
no. One time for the one time.
Hey.
One time for the thrice.
Thrice.
Time. Inhale through your trunks. Exhale through your tusks. It is your co-host, Trunk in the Most. Suavest Romante. AKA Wanabaka. AKA Pinot Nakwa. Dark, bold, and aromatic.
Hey.
Ooh.
AKA. King Swavy.
Oh, shit.
King of the Wavy. Stay Swavy, with
baby.
Wavy. AKA, you know. We only three season, so it's tres leches, chocolate,
three chocolate milk, y'all,
or three milk chocolates, however you want to taste it.
Oh, whoa, sir!
Every time you say that, every episode, he's surprised every time.
Because I feel like
Buff got Blackie.
Buff Blackie.
I feel like she gets wet. Whoever the listener is,
I mean, she might.
She does,
because you know, succulent savant.
I thought your name was Stefan.
And we are here for yet another fucking fire episode of the Ether Podcast.
Oh,
yo, y'all tired of doing this shit yet?
We don't miss.
Doing what?
Like, are
being great?
Are y'all tired of doing this podcast shit?
Being amazing.
I mean,
he's got jokes.
I almost slapped my knee.
Are we gonna break up like the Beatles or that other podcast?
That other podcast over in New York.
Wow.
No. Or New Jersey. Depending on the day of the week.
Damn.
Nah, that ain't destined for us.
Who's the white one? The real white one.
Like, isn't there technically two white ones? Or were two white ones on that show?
There were.
Yeah. Not white.
One is really white. One's kind of white.
None of us.
Ooh, wow.
Cat-like reflexes.
Okay.
Matt-like reflexes.
I don't know, y'all.
So what are we doing tonight, fellas? What's on the agenda?
Well, after y'all leave, I'm going to have some me time. It's been a long, long week.
Said it's a dub.
Long week.
Said it's a dub. It's a dub on Pornhub.
But Sir Ayers, thought you said you had.
You said you had some shit you wanted to get off your chest.
Oh, all right. So, we doing the graveyard?
Is this the graveyard?
Or do you just got shit to get off your chest?
You know, let's put him in the graveyard and then just have a little, you know, a little stream of consciousness is what I like to call it. How about let's do that? Let's do that.
You know what to do, Mr. Matty Ice.
Hello, boys and girls. It's spooky time. Welcome to the Elephant Graveyard, where we come to
kill these niggas.
They're no longer alive because we just
kill these niggas.
Put them in a body bag. We just killed these niggas.
So I just have a problem with two things, right? The first thing I'm going to address is going to lead me into a much bigger topic.
Okay.
So
this might just take us into it, huh?
A friend who shall remain nameless because, I don't want that. I'm trying to grow, right? A friend who showered, who is not really a friend anymore, was basically saying that, like, I'm the problem, right? And that these altercations that I get in, or not necessarily altercations, but arguments and debates that I get into with people, somehow I'm the problem, right? My biggest issue is that I can clearly point out, or if I'll put it to you this way, I can clearly tell people, hey, if you went through X, Y, and Z with multiple people, you too would be upset.
You too have been scammed by spoken reason.
So am I really the problem, or am I just fed up with being disrespected, and when I call people out, they try to gaslight me? This is the new word that Matt doesn't like.
I'm sick of it already.
No,
but it's trendy now.
Last year or 2 years ago, it was transparency.
Yeah, transparency was the word. Now it's gaslighting.
And now it's gaslighting.
It's a great word. I'm just tired of it.
Honestly, I really didn't fully understand what gaslighting was until this year.
I had to look it up.
And then when I fully understood what it meant, I said, oh my gosh.
I've been gaslighted.
I've been gaslighted.
My ass is on fire.
For quite some time now.
I've been burning for years.
So, that really got under my skin because people will make it seem like you're the problem when you're not really the problem. You're tired of disrespect and you're tired of people mistreating you and you know, mishandling you or misusing you, because everyone gets used. It's whether you are useful or you get misused. So when I say something, it becomes an issue, which leads me into a bigger conversation. I just need for people to stop acting like I'm not the fucking glue to this universe. Or
that's why you see.
Oh, I see.
Through the oop to himself off the backboard.
Yeah, off the backboard. Or just, you know, appreciate me and the things that I do for you. And by you, I mean everyone that's around me that I love. Because I would give you the shirt off my back if need be. And it bothers me when people misuse or take my kindness for weakness. I do a lot for people, more than I probably should. And then the people around me are like, hey, you probably shouldn't do that. And I'm like, hey, shut up. I'm going to do it because this is good. This is great. And then people fumble. They show you who they truly are. I hope I'm making sense. Am I making sense? Are you everybody following?
We hear you, boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said, I'm listening. But.
He said, we listen.
He said, you're listening to Jimmy, but do you hear Jimmy?
He said, nah, but are you really listening?
So, I just want to, you know, I want to tell people out there, you know, stop fucking playing with me, you know?
Nobody like home.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, come on. Nobody like me. Come on. Mm. It kind of, you know, it kind of says it all in itself today. I just put a post on my Instagram.
Been basically doing it for years.
I've been over and over and over and over and over again.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
But
all y'all gonna know his name.
But I sat here and I posted something and I said to people, "Hey, I'm sorry for the delay and all this other shit," because you know people just be fumbling. You know, you got the time to work with other, you know, shiesty bitches, but you don't got time. you don't got time to help out. You know, the next
give me what you got for a pork chop.
The next Jay-Z, the next Kanye, the next Michael Jackson. And you know what it really is? I'm really tired of like jealous motherfuckers, like people who are really jealous of the juice and the sauce and the talent.
Jealous of the Jews?
I mean,
we do get 8 nights of presents.
Listen, I have nothing. I do not. I'm not Jewish, so I cannot comment on that.
I cannot.
I'm gonna stay far away from that. But yes.
He said juice, people. J-U-I-C.
But yeah, I get so tired of people, you know, trying to make me feel smaller or even not even necessarily make me feel smaller. It's not just that, but trying to belittle what I do and thinking that they can do what I do or thinking that it's a possibility for them to do what I do. It's like, if it's a gift from God, what the fuck makes you think you can obtain this gift that was given to me by God himself?
Call Tiz.
Like, he is God.
Okay.
Who do you think you are? A God.
So it's like, I have an issue with that because these are the same motherfuckers that's telling me, you know, oh, you can't work with Ether Podcast because it's going to slow up this and this, that, and the third. And, you know, oh, you shouldn't work with other artists that are going to be signed to AOX and so on and so forth. And it's like, I've been right about all of this shit. I surround myself with positive people. I surround myself with people who I know I can trust. I don't necessarily have to have a contract with these people because I know at the end of the day, the people that I surround myself with have already proven themselves to have my back. And we're family. Unlike other motherfuckers who jump above and beyond and only thinking with their dickhead because they want to fuck a certain female artist and jump out the window. And then you get mad that people show you like, or you get mad. Let me say this the right way. You get mad that you can't control the situation because this person really has no loyalty to you at the end of the day. They're only out for self. Self-preservation is a thing.
It's the only thing.
Whereas you have a literal, and I'm being as humble as I possibly can. You literally have a music god in your back pocket. And you choose to treat this person like he is disposable and not a god. And I can't tell you how many situations I've been in like that are similar to like this outside of music and in music. And I should get a shirt that says Ask Matt because he would know.
I mean, we can make that happen.
We can make that happen. Hey, AOX merch on the way.
Shout out to Printful.
But it's just like, you know, niggas. I just the overall thing that the people that I want to drag into the graveyard is just unappreciative motherfuckers. Like, be more appreciative of the people who honestly and genuinely love you and have your back, and not only be appreciative of them, but do something for them and stop trying to put you and your dick before the people who actually give a fuck about you. Stop treating actually genuine, good-hearted people like they're fucking disposable. And to the other motherfuckers who, you know, would say I told you so, or would say, see, I told you Jordan is drama follows Jordan, fuck you too.
Yo, you know the right drops from your sister.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's on time, too.
You know?
You on point.
Because I'm sorry, I'll get better. And that's accountability, dickheads. not you guys, but you that's listening. That's accountability.
No, okay. I'll take accountability for 500.
You know what the irony of this graveyard is?
He said irony.
Irony.
No, you said it right.
This nigga's gonna spend an hour trying to say irony.
All right, that was Beat the Pocket. No, the the irony in all this is that this message isn't going to be heard by the people you're talking about, which like lends to the credibility of them not being supportive of this podcast.
I kind
of
feel like, and the things that you do, I'm gonna make it so that niggas hear this.
I mean, as you should. I'm just saying, under normal circumstances,
you're right.
Who you're speaking to in the unsupportive context wouldn't support the podcast to hear this,
right?
That they're unsupportive.
But even the person even the other person who could say, I told you so. Even your ass wasn't appreciative of the shit that I did for you. Your ass wasn't appreciative of all the fire ass beats and music that I was doing for you free of charge because you my bro for life and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting here helping. Like, even that shit is like, that's just goes back to my original point of like, motherfuckers not appreciating God while he's here. Like, that's just, what are we doing here? Like, I put it to you this way. I appreciate you guys for the time and effort and even just being around me and listening to my bullshit. Because I feel like that's a lot. I feel like everybody has their shit that they go through. And to even take the time to listen to what I'm going through and even give advice, I'm thankful for that. Because not a lot of people care. Not a lot of people in this world give a fuck about what you're going through. And the fact that I have genuine people around me who will listen and give advice, I appreciate those people. And I try to do everything within my power to show my appreciation. But on the flip side, I come across other people who are like just not appreciative. Like, if you don't mind, can I speak about what happened Thursday? Well, I don't want to tell you a business, but a cake was given to you in celebration for something that happened that was really dope. And it's to show you that niggas saw what you were going through and we appreciate you doing that and going through that battle.
Guys, for that.
You know what I mean? So, just overall,
to avoid being sued in defamation of character, I will say, what's today's date?
The 25th.
Mark your calendars. June 25th. 2022, 1 year from today, I will tell this whole story.
Great. Also, fuck Conrad Murray, R.I.P. Michael Jackson, gone too soon, my musical father, love you to death, literally, because it's June 25th, so I had to say that. And by the time they heard this, it'd be like the 27th or some shit, so.
Yeah, we've kind of not followed that 10-minute rule for a long
time. Yeah, yeah. It don't.
What, 10-minute rule?
Don't cuss within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, YouTube would not be happy with
us. Well,
you
know, that's next season.
I mean, I feel like we didn't. No, we ain't cussing.
But yeah. Appreciate us for what we are.
Appreciate us for being honest, okay?
Word.
In saying, fuck Conrad Murray.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P. Michael Jackson. Happy anniversary. R.I.P. George Michael. He died on the 25th as well.
Oh, word? Yeah, George Michael. R.I.P. Definitely.
So basically, what you're trying to say is,
we don't understand. Show up, nigga. It don't show nothing. It don't cost nothing to show a nigga love. I ain't doing this game. I show a nigga some love, nigga.
Wabble-dee-dabble-dee. Wabble-dee-dabble-dee. In fact.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, man, just show fucking love and appreciate an up and coming icon when you see one, and put your fucking ego and dick aside. That's it, man.
What do you
think?
What do you think people's your true intentions are when they bring back things that they've done in the past for you?
Chip like, counters? I hate people like that.
You, chip
like,
counters?
What do you think
the root cause of chip counters and
It's to force you to do whatever they want you to do.
Yeah, it's the only thing they got on you.
It's the only thing that they got. I hate
people like that.
And I don't do that. I don't. No, let me say this right away. I do that.
Some people, but you have to do that
too. Yeah, some people you do have to do that too, because it's like, all right, now
they use and abuse you.
I done let you get away with X, Y, Z. Now let's not forget A, B, and C, what I did for you to get us to this point. But in general, I usually do things out of the kindness of my heart, and it's an investment in showing my appreciation to that person and being like, hey, I believe in you. Don't even worry about it. I know at some point you'll get me. I know at some point you got me. Mm-hmm. But people who do that, and family does this a lot, like parents.
Yes.
Like, of the older generation. I guess we do it too. Not really, but whatever. They'll do shit like that. Like, oh, I'll give you this, or I'll take it away parents so I can get you. Yeah, and it's like
1,000%.
But then, like, if you ever come up and, like, find a way to, like, weasel your way out of that fucked up situation, they're sick. And, like, now they're like, fuck, I have to establish a relationship with you because I have nothing.
And then
else.
They rushing to do stuff for you so that they can build their credit back up.
Right. So,
yo,
exactly.
You need this? Nah, I'm good. Yo, you need this? Nah, I'm good.
You sure?
You want this?
But it's it's really just establishing a fucking relationship with your kid and building trust in that way. Mm-hmm. But some parents don't get that. And I was fortunate enough to have a parent who understood that,
right,
and actually wanted to build a relationship with me, because they knew at some point, my mom, she knew at some point, this nigga gonna be grown and be like, yo, fuck all y'all, I'm out. And we have a great relationship. I love you, mom.
Shout out to mom, dude.
But these ungrateful niggas, fuck your ego. Fuck your ego.
That is where you find happiness, nigga.
Speaking of ungrateful niggas,
talk about it.
I wanted to do my 1 week post check-in, because what I thought was going to happened. I said on this podcast last week that Jada better come correct for Father's Day on Will Smith.
She came everything but
boy,
correct.
Did she didn't.
Yeah.
This man looking ragged.
Not only was a post where he looked, Will Smith can never look his, Will Smith, but he was rough.
He was looking a little
rough.
Yeah.
He looked
like Bill Smith.
Looking like Bill Smith. Looking like Phil, Uncle Phil Smith.
Big Billy style.
Big Billy style.
Bad boy Bill Smith.
Buckshot Billy.
Buffalo Bill Smith. Buffalo Bill Smith is how he was looking.
But Buffalo Bill Smith.
So yeah, so she picks. So once she picks a pick where he looking like Buffalo Bill Smith. She picks a pic that she's not even in the picture, and then says some, oh, happy Father's Day, thanks for being a great dad to our kids.
That bland ass.
One, it was bland as
raisins
fuck.
In your potato salad ass comment.
Nay, Helen, get your kids out there. Get out there with your bland ass potato salad. So the post was trash. I believe I sporadically, like a creep, kept checking back on Instagram posts to make sure. I was trying to make sure that she came correct later on. She did not. I can't confirm nor deny this, but speculation and perception is everything at this point in time until she proves me wrong. The party that they had for him, I do not believe she was there.
Huh?
I didn't see her in the video, because his ex-wife made
there?
She
posted a better
and she made
too.
An amazing post.
Oh, well,
she posted a great
know.
Picture for him, said thank you for my son, you're an amazing person, love you forever.
There's always one.
And the party that they had for him, Jaden was there, Willow was there, Trey was there, the ex-wife was there.
Wow.
And I didn't see Jada there.
Can we just all just admit that Jada is just a fucking trash human being?
I mean, that entanglement shit, that kind of revealed a lot to me.
Basura.
She's fucking trash. Yeah. I'm sorry, Uncle Will. I'm sorry.
My bad, bad boy Bill. But look like
you could have did better, bro.
Look like that flame burned out.
You could have did. You can still do better.
He's Will Smith.
Like, you don't deserve that. Like, you had time to post the Pac shit and like have it like,
bro. And that Pac had that.
Yo,
post
first of all, can we just say how clean and neat that fucking letter looked
and preserved? And preserved.
25 years.
A 25-year-old letter. She rewrote that, John.
She wrote that shit.
She rewrote it. She took the old letter, rewrote it on a new piece of loose leaf.
I got paper from last week that looked older than that.
This shit brown. Got last week paper that's brown.
She must have put it in Ziploc or something. Cause that shit looked fresh. And the ink was pink too or some shit. Did they have colored pens back then?
Yo, were Ziploc in the letter and put it in the air. What's Trav's favorite word? A vacuum chamber. She put the letter in the vacuum chamber.
That shit look clean as hell. Because when I looked at it, I said, this can't. How sick would you have to be to write a letter to yourself from your dead friend / boyfriend /
rewrite a
love of your life?
Rewrite a wrote letter.
That's sick.
That's wild.
She have a new poem every single year and be like, yo, this is another one from Pac's vault.
Just writes it to herself.
Every 10 years, she writes a letter.
These are some new words. I mean, old words that y'all have never
Someone
seen.
Someone in Pac's family is going to be like, yo, we have all of his material. What are you talking
we
about?
Got the receipt, bitch.
This is not written by
That's
him.
Not even his handwriting. What the fuck is you doing? But
crazy.
Yeah, so I was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt when we recorded last week that she was going to come correct because she made this heartfelt post to Pac, R.I.P. Pac, and it was like from the heart and it had like soul and substance. So I was like, oh, she's going to go above and beyond for her whole husband. Nay, Helen.
Nah, she was just like, oh, thanks for being a great dad.
Yeah, that's basically
like the HBD of like Happy Father's Day.
That's exactly what that was.
Oh, the Hags have a great summer. Remember that yearbook?
That leads me to believe, because was it last year? Wait, last year he was on Red Table Talk with her, and they had this like, by the way, I'm still not over that shit, because they had this, Will poured his heart out in this. Go back and listen to that Red Table Talk for Father's Day last year. Poured out his heart. He gave her all these gems that were like really...
Fire.
You know, uplifting
fire
for
content.
For co-parenting and just fathers who maybe, you know, feel away. Man, it was so nice. And then a fucking week later,
entanglement.
She got so many
all types of tangled up.
That's disgusting.
That's nasty.
It is.
But
gross.
Yeah, so.
But yeah.
It makes sense that, you know, he gets disrespected. A week before Father's Day.
And then disrespected on Father's Day.
It's the warm-up, boy.
It's the warm-up.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
On positive note, or semi-positive note, they gave Bull 22.5 years.
Enough, nigga!
No, of course.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Derek Chauvin, however you say his name, the guy, the George
Floyd. They sentenced him?
Yeah, 22.5 years. I don't know his
Does
age.
He have kids?
I don't know.
They should go to jail. They should go to jail too.
His kids.
Yeah, lock their ass up too.
He said, yo, you got cousins.
Generational jail.
Generational jail. That take Gen Pop to a whole new level.
Yeah, lock the kids.
But yeah, I don't know how old he is, but 22.5. I would imagine the math is that's not life.
No,
it's like 25 and up. Is life.
Yeah. He was supposed to get 30. That's what the The prosecutors were trying to get him, but the judge said 22.5.
Yeah, I think I've read somewhere, someone in the group chat said this. So the sentence from Judge Peter Cahill is about in line with what most legal experts expected. Prosecutors had asked for 30 years. Chauvin will serve 15 years behind bars and 7.5 on parole. Cahill laid out his reasoning on a 22-page sentencing order. So really, he's gonna be in jail for 15 years, and then
if he lasts that long,
yeah.
Yo, would y'all be gay for a day in jail just so that you could rape him? Is that too much?
That's way too much. You think it's not going anywhere near?
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
I mean, but you could rip that booty.
I don't need to. I let all convicts do that. They got that.
I was just asking. I was like my hatred is deep, but I don't know if it's that deep.
Sounds like it's deep.
I mean, I might knock the soap out of his hands like a stack of books.
Pussy, and then
run away. Let the inmates have at it.
So open that pussy.
Hey, yo. Yo.
You said bust it.
Disgusting. I wonder how many niggas out there is like, yo, I would
wait for dog and shit. They probably waiting for him to touch down.
I would wreck this shit.
Split that booty all over and go,
meow. He said, Chauvin, show me.
He said, Chauvin, more like shove in.
Yo.
Yeah, they gonna hear this and let them get off. Yeah. They gonna like, they ridiculed him enough on the podcast.
Right.
You're free to go, sir.
So we can't have that.
I promise it's not COVID. I'm gonna edit that part out. But
the cough.
35 seconds. Okay.
Minutes.
Minutes. so he could do 15 and then
17.
17?
Yeah.
15,
and how old is he now?
7.5.
Oh, 15. I thought you said 17.
How old is he now?
Probably in his 40s.
Yeah. 17. Yeah, he could still.
He's still going to be living when he gets out.
He's still going to be living.
Yeah, I'm saying he'll still have like, ain't he white? You know, they age. Yeah,
but that booty hole going to
get
dead.
Old.
That's what I'm saying. That
booty
like,
hole going to be dead.
We might have to make
gonna,
a new phone call.
He's going
to
be 60. His ass going to be 85.
Droopy ass.
Don't take a shit. Ain't no more pushing.
Just leak out.
Just sit down.
Yeah, just sit down.
He's like, all right, I'm done. Yeah, I'm done.
Straight shot.
Shit just drops like it's been sitting in a crock pot.
Fall off the bone.
Ayo. Not off the bone. We need to never reference that video ever again. Jordan's moved on from Four Locals. I've moved on from referencing
nah,
that video.
Nigga.
That
shit two girls, one that cup, two guys, gross. One horse. That I'll never let that shit again. Go. I'll never let those two videos go. I was
please,
traumatized.
Please let them go.
Traumatized.
Please, sir.
You think that should be a death penalty sentence?
Fucking a horse?
Getting fucked by a horse.
Whoa.
I think fucking any animal should be.
Yeah.
No, you're not fucking the animal. You're getting fucked by the horse.
There's people that get fucked by dogs.
Like for fun. There's people getting fucked by horses for fun.
Wait, huh? Wait,
yeah.
Dogs. That's a whole
oh,
thing.
Oh, you never saw that video either?
That's a whole thing on
yeah,
the
it's
web.
Wild.
No, I haven't seen
it's
it.
It's wild. Yeah.
I'm not going to look
you
it up.
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it since I was like.
Yeah, no, that's some like high school
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's definitely some high school
shit. When niggas was like not scared to Google shit.
Because yeah. You ain't think the internet, you
gonna,
the government was watching you.
You think
you're
going to end up on a list?
Ah, shit.
Now no, I was like, I start spelling a word wrong. Oh, shit, delete, delete, delete.
I'm like, delete, guns. Delete, wait, delete. Wait, wait. Ambroses. Ambroses.
You be like, kids, and play, and play. Shit, no. No.
One,
kid and play.
One false typo got you going. Got you on the feds.
But what, the registry.
But what makes you say that, Hood? Like, you think... Getting fucked by
what makes you say that, Hood?
getting fucked
worse than like lethal injection.
Oh,
that is a
you
lethal
saying,
injection.
You saying that that should be a sentence?
Like get fucked by a horse.
Like I commit a crime.
I get fucked.
I get fucked by a horse.
No, that's for like sex offenders. That
yeah.
Would be,
oh my god!
Get fucked by a horse.
Long dick by a fucking stallion.
Yeah. No, you can die that way. Oh yeah, I guess.
Well,
I
you
guess.
Shouldn't have been.
Shouldn't have been raping.
Shouldn't have been raping. Goddamn. Sea biscuit
came out. Aren't their dicks big as shit?
Yo.
Yeah, biggest yes. Shit.
Like this big.
He said, oh, you want a force? You get horse.
Lori Marketing.
Hellness. That ass, you could really die from getting fucked by a horse.
Someone did die from getting fucked. That's the
two guys,
two
on,
guys
horse.
On horse. One of the guys died.
He died.
Wait, so that was like the real Brokeback Mountain?
Yo.
Hey, no. Hey.
Based off of a true story.
That movie was a cinematic tour de force.
Nasty, dude.
R.I.P. Heath Ledger.
Yeah, man.
Why
are
you laughing at that?
I don't know. I'm just wondering how we got here. Like,
I thought he was laughing at the last.
We all over the place. Look, ETH Tangents.
He said,
oh, shit. Speaking
movie.
Of ETH Tangents. We talked about it. We post about it. We're going to tell y'all about it. Monday. Tomorrow. From now on.
Tomorrow night.
7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Whatever that is, Pacific.
I said, ow.
You just beat your meat. Your mind is clear. Now you can log on to IG. And join us for the Monday After Pill. Every Monday.
This nigga ain't rhyme at all.
We will be expounding upon the episode. If we missed any points that we wanted to talk about, because we just get on random tangents like we're all right now, we might talk about some new shit. We might talk about some pop cultural little shit.
New shit. I mean, listen.
You never know. Never know what you're going to get. So you got to be there.
Different rooms.
The nerve
roof.
Of these niggas, man.
Huh?
The nerve of these niggas. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm still back.
You still mad. It's okay.
The nerve of these niggas. The nerve.
Oh, back the on. Knife. Oh, back on. Oh,
I. Yeah. Yeah.
So you
ain't
the.
Oh, they ain't give me what I want.
You.
Wow, man.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you, Daddy. Probably... They ain't give me what I want.
Oh man, we're banned from parties now.
We better the fuck not be.
No,
VIP, nigga. I'm coming. Free of charge, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about?
All right, Trav hovering over his laptop. He ready to introduce the topic. Oh, no. 41 minutes.
Oh, there was a topic.
There was.
No, there is, but I was trying to save it.
We can save it. Roll.
Yeah, come on, let's just roll.
Because
like
my drawing, I had questions and shit.
Next week,
because I really feel like we going everywhere. Like, yo, we got a topic, and I was like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna bang it out. I'm gonna type it out and shit.
Whoa! I'm gonna bang it out.
Wait,
I have somebody else to drag into the graveyard.
All right, I feel like I know you're about to go.
Yes, you do.
But just remember, we're going to save this for next week. So
I'm going to close this.
Trav about to close the last hour. We off the rails.
You ready? You ready?
Go ahead.
Because I'm feeling spicy. Trav, get in the fucking graveyard, man.
Oh! Oh, shit.
Yo.
Oh, shit.
How we fucking not meet your lady, man?
You had every opportunity.
What's going on, man?
In his defense.
You had an opportunity, nigga. You was invited.
What?
I mean, he wasn't invited. He did invite us.
He invited us.
Nah,
man. It's supposed to be Trav invited.
He definitely invited us to represent.
No, Matt, you on my side.
Oh, yeah, you right. Trav, get in the graveyard, nigga.
You ain't deck no rivers at
that. Let me ask you this question. How long y'all been together?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, shit.
You know what? You about to be in the graveyard, nigga.
Let's see.
He about to downplay. He said 2 weeks,
nigga. Now this nigga got to see. He know goddamn well what the answer is.
Check my calendar.
Nigga about to pull out a sundial.
He said it.
Nah, we have met right before the first shutdown. But we didn't make things official until
you met her when we was quarantining and kinging.
Yeah. From the beginning of this podcast.
You lined up the intro with it.
If it made y'all feel better, though, she and me all my like people until like a few weeks ago. Like it's been a slow burn.
All right, man. I just feel like y'all went to this wedding together.
Yeah, once I heard that, I was like, oh, it's serious. Okay.
Like, then Hood talking about something. Oh, yeah, I'm about to meet.
Nah, if she wasn't at that, she would have been at the Derby.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to bring her to the Derby, but she was in St. Lucia for another wedding.
See?
y'all are made to be together.
Yeah, okay. Next
day, I see now. Y'all wedding crashers with invites.
Right.
Sorry, I can't, babe. I have a wedding.
Yo, I can see them in bed, like with the light on, with their calendars. Yo, you free next week? No, shit, I have a wedding.
We have.
What about the week of the third? Fuck, I have a wedding.
Jim and Tara.
Oh, yeah, I love Tara.
We can't.
Nah, you
just
right,
Tara
you
with know. The bangs?
Yes, with the bangs.
Oh, my God. She's getting married?
Yes, the gym.
We did make the return to River Deck, though.
How was that?
Musty.
Oh.
I mean, you already tried to fight with the security guards again, did y'all?
Wait,
you
tried to fight with the security guards?
When is like some big bull that
No,
was...
that was me and Sean.
No, that
oh, was another time?
That was y'all.
Huh?
At Riverdale.
Oh, no, that was me.
Remember the
that
one
was,
who had the train?
No, that was
with
me.
With the shots?
Yeah, that was me.
That was not me.
So,
yes.
No, so it
yes.
was...
Oh, that was Trav.
It was me and Trav.
Oh, yes.
It was me and Trav.
I thought Hood was there.
No, Hood wasn't there yet. He didn't get there yet.
Oh.
That was because me and Trav were there with
Chim?
With Chim?
Was it
yeah,
Chim?
With Chim.
I think he was there, yeah.
I think Chim. I feel like, I don't know. Yeah, Reagan was there. Mm-hmm. Hood hadn't got there yet because that's when you was coming with your coworkers and you hadn't got there yet.
that night.
When you that night.
Now niggas remember y'all trying to gaslight.
There you go with the gaslight and shit. No, that was me. That was about to fucking scream it up. That was me and Trav that the incident happened to. But yes.
Yeah, when
good times.
When she bumped into me in port and
knocked over the shots.
Spilled the shots and said I had to pay for them. I said, who?
Oh, I meant to ask you, what is her sign?
Her birthday's in February, so what sign is that?
February 1st. Oh, Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Scorpio?
What's the compatibility with that? People always say, I'm not a typical Scorpio.
Yeah, well, to me you are. But that's just because
I don't know what these things mean.
Yeah, I don't know either. But
I've just never. That's an interesting. It makes sense though.
It's been going very well though.
It makes sense though.
But no, y'all definitely got to meet her very, 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 very.
I tried to make it out the other day, but
I thought he was gonna hide us. I'm like,
no, she listens.
I know drama follows me, but Jesus, it won't follow me.
I don't want to scare her off. Right. Oh God.
Nah, she a fan of the pod too.
Okay. Hi, if you're listening to this. Longtime friend.
I feel like I wrote some things down.
You remember getting a whole lot of ass just split right on your dick?
Yeah.
I remember that.
I was there.
Oh,
you guys were crazy.
Whoa. Shorty did a whole split.
That's how I get down.
Like the lips was touching
Jamaican
the
parties,
tip?
Like, huh?
The lips was touching. Probably.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was reggae night.
Shorty.
She was talking shit. I was like, all right. Hella nasty.
Sound like Kevin Falcon?
Double entendre, don't ask me how. Falco punch. That was a fun night.
Y'all should have returned, man.
Nah, yeah, I'll be back. We'll be back.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go back.
Oh yeah, you just said musty. How was it?
It was funky, bro. Funky. I gotta be like blacked out drunk to be there.
Was it like?
Nigga, it was funky the last time we met.
No, it was. Right. I don't think I noticed it last time.
It's always funky.
Was it like?
I think because you didn't have COVID in the back of your mind last time.
Right. Like, yeah. Was it like regular outside capacity or like COVID outside capacity?
It wasn't as packed, but it was packed.
But it was
normal.
That's
it
felt normal. Amount. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I like to hear.
Yo, niggas ain't gonna give a fuck by the time. I mean, summer just started.
They don't give a fuck now. Niggas don't care now.
Niggas don't give a fuck. Mind you, I was just out in Trump land. My dad lives out in Maryland, like the whitest white of Maryland. I was out there. Nobody's wearing a mask. Like, not one person. I went to Walmart.
The mask mandates is up everywhere.
Yo. I'm sitting here like, ooh, I forgot my mask. And then my dad's like, no, you ain't got to wear no mask. Ain't nobody wear no mask.
Ain't no mask, bitch.
I always keep it in my pocket now. Yeah, I keep it with me. Like, just in case. Yeah, some places still enforce it. But yeah, like, it's crazy because now there's like been a couple times where I've walked out the house like, oh, shit.
Like, I forgot.
I should probably at least just grab it because I don't know
cause
where
it's,
I'm going to go.
It's crazy because like most places, especially Philly, have that sticker on it. Say like fully vaccinated customers don't have to wear a mask. Unvaccinated should wear a mask, or we ask you to wear a mask. It's like they don't police that shit.
Yeah, because like how they
they're not like you got a mask, you got a card, you've been vaxxed. Like checking, but it says like, oh, if you're not vaxxed, we request or we recommend that you wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's just like they don't police that shit, and I'm just like, yuck,
disgusting,
yuck, you filthy animal,
fucking disgust me.
That's why that AMC headline is said to the. Is open for fully vaccinated. No, people who are fully vaccinated or liars don't need to wear a mask.
That's funny. I love that.
He said facts.
Facts.
Movie facts.
I gotta make that a drop.
Facts. Right?
That's the drop. That's the drop right there.
So Chick-fil-A's back in the news again.
What the fuck did they do, man? Listen, Chick-fil-A, stop fucking up, yo. I like your food.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Same shit that they were in the news for like 10 years ago.
What,
like,
talking about gays?
Yeah, like one of
Dude, let people fuck who they want.
Well, hire us what?
So, I don't know if y'all remember, but I was probably like 10 years ago, maybe, like one of the, It's like a, it was like a, I don't know if it was like, so Chick-fil-A, the people who are like own the stores don't necessarily work for Chick-fil-A, the corporation. They just like own the property to the building.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was just like a building owner of Chick-fil-A or if it was like an actual like representation of Chick-fil-A, but somebody high up the food chain.
This about to open up a whole nother conversation.
It might. I had it in my notes.
I'm sorry.
But this was like 10 years ago, and he basically said that, like, because, you know, Chick-fil-A, the reason that they're closed on Sundays is because, like, the people who started Chick-fil-A are, like, super-duper religious.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's why Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays. So somebody high up the Chick-fil-A food chain about, yeah, it was like 10 years ago, something like that, 2010, 2011. They had basically said that it's just, like, they don't want to serve homosexual customers. It's like, basically, if you're gay, your business ain't good here, pretty much. Chick-fil-A obviously made a statement that was like, oh, like the opinions of blah, blah, blah don't reflect the blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But it's come up again, came up again this past week. Mm. Another person high up the food chain in Chick-fil-A. Again, don't know if it's like a representation or a representative of the actual company or if it's just like a property owner. But somebody who owns a significant amount of Chick-fil-A stores said the same thing.
But why? That's more money.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, what?
I don't get it.
And you're not even serving them.
Yeah, alienating a whole client base.
That's nutty, bro.
Someone should really fuck his head up. Like, yo, if you really think about it, boy, you gay too. Because you eating meat as well.
Hey, yo. Fake chicken.
Cauliflower LA.
Only Hood appreciated that joke. Y'all ain't get it, but it's cool.
Nah, that's
I said fake chicken, like fictitious. Yeah, Hood got it.
Nah, I got it.
I think that just sparks up a bigger...
Chick veggie.
Oh, shit.
Chick veggie.
Crazy though, it's hot, but it's crazy though, all right?
Oh, well, I don't know. For what? You eat meat as well.
But I guess something that stemmed from that, because I was reading the comments when somebody posted this. And, you know, most people are on the, like, oh, like, why do you care? Like, I was saying, like, why do you care? Like, money's money. What did it have to do with you? Like you said, like, you're not even working at the stores. Mm-hmm. Like, it don't matter. But a person had made a comment, and this was a person who was agreeing that he shouldn't have made that comment. But she had said something that kind of like got my brain motoring. And she said, everyone's beliefs are different and parties on both sides need to stop trying to force people to believe what they believe.
Ooh.
That's
which leads to the bigger conversation.
So I was in Walmart the other day. And I was trying to, like, because I told you I was at my dad's this week. And I was in there trying to do some last-minute shopping. I just picked up and went out there and was like, oh, shit, I need drawers. So I went out there, going to Walmart, and I see, like, this shirt for, like, little kids. But it was, like a support trans shirt for, like, little kids. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's weird that, like, heterosexuality is not, like, promoted like that. And it's also weird that homosexuality or trans people is kind of like, they have to throw it in your face. And again, if I'm being ignorant, please correct me. But it was just like, damn, that's, but look, this ring.
Oh.
It was just weird to me because I was just like,
where was this at again?
This is at Walmart. Okay. So I mean, of course, you know, Walmart is the ghetto, but
white trash.
It's all I had at the time, so forgive me. But it just felt like it was being like shoved in my face, and it's for a kid. It's a kid's shirt,
right?
So I was just like, and for whatever reason, there's this like even the trans people who are like, or the trans men and women, excuse me, if I'm being disrespectful. But, like, the trans men and women who are, like, reading books to kids and trying to, like, I guess, get them accustomed to transgender people. It just, to me, was just, like, why are we introducing sexuality to kids? And why are we not, like, why is that the focal point because I don't see that being done with heterosexuality. Like, it just doesn't happen, but this is something that's being, like, enforced. And I'm like, if these are kids, I would want kids to be kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then introduce them gradually as they get older to... I'm not saying that transgender people have to, like, go into hiding until kids are old enough. But just, like, the marketing aspect of it is, like, are we making money? Like, what are we trying to do? Like, what's the message that we're trying to do? Because I know with my children, and everybody's like, oh, you have boys. What if they're trying to gay? And I've said this a million times on the podcast. I don't give a fuck.
then
they're gay. But I'm also not sitting here, like, forcing them to watch, like, heterosexual porn or, like, I'm not forcing them to think or be a certain way. Yeah, like, I'm not forcing them to think or be a certain way.
Right.
Because I just don't feel like that's appropriate. I want them to kind of figure out who they are first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can have a conversation later. And I don't know. I always felt weird about introducing shit like that to kids.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, too, because I think that if that's the... Like, if we're going to teach our kids, educate them on that at an earlier age, then I think then you should probably... We should also introduce them about the quote-unquote birds and the bees at that same age as well.
Yeah,
because
right,
like,
yeah.
But if not, why don't we just... When it comes to the time for the sex education courses or the time when it is to have like the birds and the bees conversation, why don't we encompass everything all within that conversation? Because that is like an interesting point, because it's just like you don't see, you know, that aspect pushed at a younger age. If anything, it's kind of frowned upon. Like, oh, why would you talk about that with your kids?
Yeah,
and we're not equating like the birds and the bees conversation to that, but I feel like though the trying to educate them on the topic of trans, I think that's also a lot more complex to try to explain to our child. Yeah,
especially if that's not you, like if that's not your story.
Right.
Like, it's secondhand knowledge,
which leads me to my point of like I just don't think that it should be forced upon people to have it on a fucking shirt in Walmart. It's like
that goes back to that representation conversation that we've had a whole bunch of times. I get it, and I
feel bad because it's like I agree with that. I agree.
It's damned if you do, damned if you
don't.
Yeah,
but it's just like, all right, let's leave the kids out of it. Like, if you want to have an adult movie or an adult show, and you want representation that way, okay, fine. These are all grown ass adults who can make their own decision and whatever. Do I think that you shouldn't be selling fucking chicken to gay people? Like, come on, let's be honest. Like.
Mm-hmm.
We're all adults. We can pay for whatever the fuck we want to pay for. We should be able to eat whatever the fuck we want to eat. Eat your meat. Like, come on.
What's that, RB? Stop saying that. That's dirty.
We have the meat.
He said, yo, stop saying that. That's dirty.
But, like, trying to enforce it on kids and stuff like that, I'm just like, let the kids alone, man. It's already hard.
Let the kids alone.
It's hard enough, man.
South Southern shit. That was your.
Let them kids alone.
That was New Orleans. Let them kids alone, man.
Yeah. I'm real sensitive to like shit like that.
I'm with you. I agree. I kind of got a devil's advocate a bit because I don't remember when I had the birds and bees conversation, but I definitely know by first grade I knew about.
Oh yeah. No, I had the conversation of...
It was super early.
Of sex, but it wasn't like...
It wasn't detailed or graphic.
Yeah, it wasn't detailed. It wasn't graphic. It was like when two people love each other, they come together and they make a baby. And then as time went on...
Who picked those animals?
I don't know.
A bird and a bee?
I don't know. Yeah. Who's the bird and who's the bee?
Because I feel like I always equated it because the bee has a stinger. That's supposed to be a metaphor for dick. Yeah. That's what I... But why a bird? Hey... Cause you bitches be birds. That's where the slang come from.
Listen.
That's where the slang from. Yeah. She's a bird.
I should throw that bitch in the graveyard too. No. I'll save that for next episode.
next graveyard.
I'll save that.
Next time on Ether Ball Z.
I don't want to I guess equate like you know, birds and the bees with what Jordan brought up, but just kind of like, I think in general, as we start getting older, and obviously you guys already have kids, but when we, as your kids get older, when we start having kids, and we, you know, we start living in and what is you'd hope is a more progressive society, there's definitely, I still think there's a level of let the kids be kids.
Yeah.
And but at the same time too, like if I had a young kid and he's told me that he identifies as a girl, whatever, I'm not gonna then also like force him, but no, you're a man, like, or you're a boy. Right. I'm still gonna let the kids be kids, and like, but also as a parent though, I'd probably though educate him on as well. It's like, okay, well, you know, these are some of the things that you might encounter from your peers or whatever. Like, you know, your family's always gonna support you, your family's always gonna love you.
Right.
Just want you to know, you know, just kind of like prepare them for the world, because the world is cold, and not everybody is gonna be supportive of you. Not everybody's gonna, you know, understand what your line of thinking is or why you feel that way.
Thanks.
But it's gonna be tricky, because you know, you never know what's gonna happen with your kids as you get older, or you know what they might be going through, what they might be feeling. But
right.
Even though when we say, you know, let the kids be kids, we also are saying, like, you know, still love our kids and still support right. them. But, like, it does get a little dicey, though, when, you know, basically if there are messages that are spread out that maybe they might not be able to fully grasp.
Right.
And that's where it can get a little bit, like, tricky, because especially, too, where it's, like, as a parent as well, then I would have to need to, you know, I would like to do my full research on everything in the best way that I can explain it to my right, kid. Because like right, Matt right. said, like, you know, we're not knowledgeable on everything. And like, I don't want to try to teach my kids and speak on something that I truthfully don't have experience on or can really like, I could try to explain it in a way where I yeah. think this is how, you know.
I mean, it's already complicated enough because a lot of times I don't even know how to address you. Like, I don't even know what to call you.
Yeah, what's your pronoun?
Is? Yeah, and that already is complicated within itself. So then to try and explain that complicated situation to a 4-year-old is like, you're killing me. You're killing me, my they. I don't know. I don't know.
No.
So it's like,
I'm just tell my kid, if someone tells you there's something, just call them what they want to call
you. To me, you know, I'm really big on like society and just the overall like grand scheme of things. Like, it just becomes a slippery slope because it's like, what are we doing here? Like, what are we doing? And again, to Matt's point,
like, whatever you teach them is going to change in 5 years, right?
Yo, and that's a thing. Like, this is ever changing. So it's like, to Matt's point, representation is very important, and I understand that. I understand that more than most. Don't forget who I am. Don't forget what I am.
A god.
So, representation is important. But
look how it all comes for us.
Yeah, man.
Come on, man. Come on, man. That's what we do.
I actually had a situation at work, like maybe like 2 weeks ago. I had a customer that called in. Name came across as a male, and you know what fucks me up, like, and this jams me up a bit, and I'm pretty sure it'll probably be something that's gonna jam me up for the rest of my life. It's a respect thing for me that I naturally call people sir and ma'am. Like, it's just, that's just how I was brought up. Even it be niggas in my age group,
yeah,
but it's just like, if you're older than me, I just perceive you as a sir or a ma'am. I don't know why. It's just, I've just always been like that. Like, just people higher up is like, I just respect you to address you as like, sir, ma'am, this and the third. So, had a customer called in with an issue. And like, I referred to the person as a sir. And they was just like, oh, I'm not a sir. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's flipped. I referred to the person as a ma'am based off the vocal cues. And they was like, oh, I'm not a ma'am. So, I was like, oh, my apologies. Kept a push. The person called back a couple days later. Referred to the person as a sir. It was just like, I'm not a sir. I'm not a ma'am. Just refer to me by my name. And I'm like, yeah, but especially on the phone in a formal work setting, that's hard for me to like, cause you don't know. Not only that, coming from the world of sales, calling somebody by their first name is a tactic. It builds familiarity with that person, so you can get more out of them. So it's not I'm gonna call you by your name just to call you by your name.
Right.
It's I'm gonna formalize this shit, so now you feel like I'm a friend and not just somebody trying to sell you some shit. So it's like usually my first interaction. Usually my interaction is like when I'm on the phone, it's like, oh, how are you today, sir? How are you today, ma'am? Right. But yeah, so it's just like, it's tough because it's like I said, it's just out of respecting. Like Trav was saying, like if it's a person, because that is a thing. Some people's pronouns, they prefer not to have a pronoun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, if I don't know you like that, I'm not naturally comfortable to call you by your first name because I don't feel like we're on that type of time.
Right.
So it's like, it's weird for me, but it's an adjustment.
I think too, those... I think people that do want, you know, to be referred by, whether it's a pronoun or a certain name, like, I think there also need to be a level of patience from them.
Yeah.
Because of, like...
Especially if someone knew you before.
Yeah, you know, like...
It's not
going
to click overnight.
It's especially when it comes to formalities, like...
Facts.
Until, you know, you have, like, constant interaction with someone and they're still not... You know, calling you by the name that you... All right, then you're like, okay, yeah.
If those close to you is going to take time, then complete strangers.
Exactly. It's adjustment for us all, but I think also those who, like, are trying to educate us on these changes, I think there needs to be a level of patience as well. Because we're not always...
Wow, that was a
We're not always... we're not always doing it to...
God damn, Trav.
You know, out here trying.
Damn.
The range.
Shit, he used to have some patience.
They do, though.
Which yeah, they be like, damn.
People, I've made mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Yo, it just be
my
feel
students.
Like, yeah, okay. Let me shut up. I'm going to let you go.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I've made mistakes, like, right to my students' faces. And they kind of accept it for what it is. And, like, yeah, we understand. And then we move forward.
Right.
So, like, I don't know, but there are some that may not be as, like, lenient or understanding.
Mm-hmm. But, especially if someone is, like yourself, probably, where, like, you're showing that, like, I want to learn, I want
to,
you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn you as an individual. Not, mm-hmm. like, that's why the whole, all the labels, just.
So, yeah, see, yeah. Nice receipt.
The patience shit. That's gonna live with me for a while. The patience shit. Have some patience.
Yeah, shit. Like I'm here to support. Just yeah. give me some time. Just
but
help you.
I guess as a heterosexual male, I could say that about a lot of movements that are out here.
A lot of movies?
Movements.
Oh,
like,
movements.
Have some fucking patience.
A lot of movies. I mean, yeah, I guess. It's like, get some shit's
movies
coming out.
Like,
get some movies coming out.
Especially, like, I mean, the toughest. I mean, it's especially an adjustment when, like, I remember I was texting one of my friends, and I asked her about one of her friends who now, does she identify as a man now? She does, but uses they as. Mm-hmm. His pronoun, and for the longest time, when like, because I was, oh yeah, how's he doing? And my friend kept saying, you know, they this, they this, they that. And first, mm-hmm. for like, I kid you not, for like 5 minutes, I was confused. I was like, wait, is there someone else in this? And I was like, oh, and I before I was about to send a text, actually, I was like, no, this is how they want to be referred to, not mm-hmm. him, not her. They, and so even just in like little interactions, it's like, and I also too, I was high as well, and I was reading the text. So
that'll do it.
Yeah, and like, I was about to send like, are we talking? I was like, oh no, we're talking just about one person, and that's how they want to be referred to. So I mean, it's an adjustment for us all, and like, you know, I'm here to support y'all. I'm here to
it's a
you
lot
know.
To learn.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
It's a lot, but
it's definitely. It's, like, it's akin. It's not as dramatic, but it's akin to learning a new language.
Low key.
It's like it's vocal cues. Yeah. It's like a dialect shift.
Especially too, if like from just like a grammar standpoint, it doesn't roll off the tongue naturally.
Exactly.
So like it'll be easier to like text it, but like to say it is a little bit more tough. But
yeah, but again, that's just a me thing because I was taught you don't call somebody by their first name. Mm-hmm. Unless you on that type time, like,
right?
Unless you on like let a peer, you refer to a peer, you refer to a peer by their first name. That's just how I was raised. So, we learning.
Yeah,
we learning.
Take it case by case, person by person. If you could tell this person is not doing what they're trying to do to learn and listen to you, then all right, then air them out. But if you can tell this person is genuinely trying, work with them.
Facts. Yeah.
Let's all work together.
Yes.
Mega facts.
We're not here to divide.
Us disenfranchised folk got to stick together. Mm. We got to get franchised as a group. Them franchise boys.
I was just about to say that. Yep, am I white?
I look clean, am I white?
Remember you could go to Foot Locker, buy like $5 for $10, and y'all thought you were swagged out because you had them.
Oh, and that shit was trash.
Them crisp.
Oh,
y'all niggas,
long ass
y'all
tees.
Niggas was spending money. I was at the Poppies. I was at the Poppies getting tees.
Yeah, the tall tee, pink tee shirt.
Oh, yeah, she was nasty, bro. Yo, the Forex top tee. That was my shit.
I don't know why I ever wore Dickies, bro. Yo. I was looking dickless and Dickies.
Yeah, we all had the tan.
I'm too short for Dickies, I feel like.
Hey, yo. He said, I don't got the hyperbole for Dickies.
Hella nasty.
Like some baggy ass pants. I'm like,
we really did look like some fucking like delivery drivers and shit.
UPS? Yo,
real shit, yo.
Black for you.
Remember when they started doing like the two-tone Dickie suits and niggas
ugh,
was like,
oh,
yeah.
Gross.
That was a wave for a bit though. Like, it was like the tan and the black or like the navy blue with the baby blue.
Nasty.
You know how trends always like find a way to come back? That era won't come.
Nah, Dickies
will never come
that
back.
Ever that
so,
baggy ass.
Not Dickie suits, but like the
work
the
shit.
Tan on tan shit.
That's
I do
relevant.
See people wear that.
That's the relevant. That's irrelevant.
Yeah, like that. Like that Dickie look is still. I still not so see people wearing that as like fashion.
Oh.
Like the tan on, like the tan pants, tan like Dickie shirt, but it's not Dickie. It's like obviously whatever maker makes it, but I still see.
Oh, it's the same look, but it's not.
Yeah,
the same.
Same look. It's not Dick. Okay. It's not Dickie, right. But it's the same exact look.
Sticky icky. My man Eric's going off. I can see him.
My bad.
No.
I heard his
got
shit
the phone. Got the phone blowing up.
But you know, I think
East Day.
Anybody got any? Oh, I got one more thought.
There we go.
I just
give it
say,
to me one time.
I've never cared as much about a job than this one loser that I'm about to talk about. Did y'all see the story of the dude? The bouncer that didn't let Rihanna in because she didn't have her ID.
What? Hey, yo.
I don't know where this at, but Rihanna and ASAP were trying to get into this
one
club or bar, and Rihanna forgot her ID, and the bouncer was not letting her in.
Nigga thought it wasn't Rihanna.
Right.
Huh? Was this in New York City?
I think so.
Like recently.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Can you imagine being the guy that didn't let Rihanna in? He probably got fired.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say he definitely got fired. Yeah.
He'll never bounce again.
Can you imagine?
His ball is flat. He'll never bounce again.
Just picture this. Like,
y'all don't appreciate me while I'm here.
They say, yo, can you bring your manager out? Manager walks out. Oh, shit, it's ASAP Rocky and Rihanna.
Come on in.
Bouncer says, well, she doesn't have her ID. And nigga?
They say you're fired.
Right.
You're fired.
You know what? You don't have your ID for this club anymore, as in like your worker's ID. You can get the fuck out of here. So yeah, some people take the job way too seriously, and that dude did as well. He probably got bullied in the past, so that's why he was trying to flex his muscle.
Can I just say, totally off topic but on topic, as shit usually is in this podcast. Fuck y'all, cause his ball is flat. He'll never bounce again. Was hilarious, and y'all niggas just going to talk fast.
I'm bringing it back for y'all.
I said what I said.
That shit was comedy gold. And y'all don't deserve my jokes.
And with that being said, we are the Ether Podcast. And we are out.
Take it away, Black Ball.
He let it in.
Went straight in.
And we got more y'all.
Yeah, we went from
that bird, yeah.
We went from fucking horses to trans representation.
That
the range.
You won't find it anywhere
you
else.
Won't, nowhere else.
Sign us a fucking check.
Yo, I'm trying to tell you. Come get us, man.
And we out, bitch.
Biatch!